Mini episode 837 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge, mini episode number 837. I'm FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris here with our preview of Fargo episode 3.5. Here are the top five developments coming out of the third season's fourth episode. Number 5, out of nowhere we get an interesting odd couple police pairing. When first shown in the ladies' room outside of Ray's office, Winnie didn't seem like more than comic relief as a character, but her visit to the Stussy business office and her later visit to Gloria have marked this St. Cloud cop as somebody who's going to stick around. Her sensibility is so much different from Gloria's cool reserve, which could add a fresh twist to Fargo's cross-jurisdictional issues over the first two series in the movie. Usually there's either great tension or a complete lack of it, but we could be headed for a twist on the buddy cop movie formula that would be really fresh in this setting. Winnie is such a cheerful sort that you start to wonder if she's not long for this world, given the dark boxes that are going to be opened, but it's worth noting that traditionally in Fargo, the good guys that we get a chance to get attached to are able to stick around until the end. Here's hoping that she's not an exception to this rule. Number 4, Gloria's new boss is complicating a case that still barely exists by being a closed-minded jerk. Just as Molly's boss was an impediment in Season 1, albeit by being blinded by thinking that he knew that a murderer was an innocent, nice guy, so too does Gloria have a cross to bear with this pompous jackass. Unless Mo begins to feel pressure from police in other areas like Winnie doing such a good job that she shows up his department, it seems possible that he could be such an obstacle that Gloria has to sneak around to work on the case. Number 3. Cy is learning that the biggest dumbasses are the ones who have no idea that's what they are. As the right-hand man to Emmett throughout his rise in the business world, Cy thinks he's pretty slick. But he's rapidly learning how helpless he and his boss are in the grand scheme of things, unable to avoid complicity in whatever crimes that Varga and his crew are using their business to facilitate. And his stumbling, bumbling replies to Winnie's questions about the parking lot smash-ups were greatly reminiscent of Jerry Wondergaard's meltdown during Marge's questioning in the Fargo movie, which fittingly also involved automotive matters. Cy is quickly learning that just because he can outmaneuver a half-wit like Ray, that doesn't mean he's a genius. Number 2. Varga becomes a much more fully embodied, three-dimensional character just as he seduces Emmett into working with him on a more cooperative basis. He still comes off as omnipotent, but he's come clean about his deliberately shabby business attire. And although Emmett doesn't know about it, we the viewers have seen that the large truck actually operates as a home base for the master criminal, and also that he is bulimic. So he's got his quirks, but he seems to make them work for him, and similar to how Lorne Malvo pitched his worldview to Lester Nygaard in Season 1, Varga impressed upon Emmett the difference between upper-middle-class conspicuous consumption and actual wealth, as well as the necessity for joining the elite of the elite in a hugely vulnerable post-financial crash world. Plus, he already knows about the feud between the brothers, so he will be one more huge obstacle for Ray to surmount in his quest for the upper hand on his brother. Given that this feud has already cost him his job, put him under legal suspicion, and likely cost him domestic tranquility as well, given that he is no longer able to protect Nikki as her parole officer and he let her down by not attending her pitch dinner, this may turn Ray into one mother of an asymmetrical warrior against Emmett and Varga, given that he has little to nothing left to lose. Number 1. Gloria and Winnie are now in position to start pulling at the strings of the case involving the Stussy murder and Stussy brothers. This episode served as the transition of the season's first act into the second act. As previously mentioned, Varga told Emmett that he knew about the brotherly feud, and Gloria got her first clue about who instigated the murder when she learned that Ray had the same last name as her deceased stepfather. But the eureka moment at the end, when Gloria and Winnie realized that their investigations were intertwined, put us on the true beginning of the wild ride that lies ahead. We've got a tremendous pot of stew awaiting us in the weeks to come, with the escalating Stussy Brothers feud, the long arm of the law, and whatever criminal activities that Varga is washing through the parking lot conglomerate, and it's very likely to be a lot of fun. Thank you for joining us for this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.